Finally on this, the Big Ten Wrestling Championship ratings were at a record high, up 26% from a year ago, which is fabulous. But obviously at this level, you know, not everybody has Kale's philosophy of the go-for-it move. I mean, let's face it, what makes Bo Nickel legendary is he takes what appears to be near disaster and turns it into sudden victory. Right? It's legendary. But that's because he went for it. Sometimes, I mean, are there times where you feel when you're watching it, Jeff, that at this level, when you get to the championship level, that there's a lot of wrestling not to lose?
Yeah, and I do think it's changed slightly here, and I do think it's a big part of the Penn State influence here with Cale Sanderson in that. You know, like any sport, you know, you're going to get copycats when you see success. And I think there's a lot more coaches that are preaching, listen, let's go out and score as many points as we can rather than let's try to win. It's an important difference here in terms of trying to grow the sport. But also, you know, and I think you're seeing it's why Iowa has had the success it's had over the last couple of seasons is, they have guys that are not content with going out there and trying to win, that they are trying to go out there and dominate and score as many points as you can. And I think, you know, I do think we're seeing more top level guys that are doing that. And again, I think there is the potential for some really entertaining final matchups this year. And, you know, it really from the quarterfinals in, you hope that that's the case because, yes, with as many eyeballs as I think will be on the sets this year and obviously with the fan capacity very limited here, I mean, no general public tickets are available. You know, I suspect we are going to see a large television audience again on ESPN. And, yeah, you hope that you do get these guys being willing to go out and go for it. And, again, it doesn't necessarily mean that it has to be a 12-10 bout.
Exactly.
You know, there can be entertaining 3-2 bouts.
Yep.
But you need that action. You need the, you know, guys going for it. And if, you know, you get some great counter wrestling, fantastic, all the better. But you need that action, I think, to try to draw in the casual fan. And it's been – you know, something that obviously Cale Sanderson has preached from day one. But I think you're getting more teams and more individuals buying into that mindset. And I definitely think it's important and good for the sport.